I am Christina, compulsive overeater and sugar addict. And thank you, Anne, for asking me to come in and speak today. I thought I would kind of share what it was like and how I came into recovery. I think I've been a sugar addict and an overeater since I was born. I know on my first birthday, they have a picture of me taking a swipe of stuff off the birthday thing. I think I was addicted to sugar from even before that day. I spent growing up, I spent summers with my grandparents, and they always had every week they would have a game, bridge. They would play bridge, and they'd have all these things for the people that would play with them. And I would just be sneaking and sneaking and sneaking these things. And I was gaining weight, and I was trying to, I think, cope with my family. My dad and my mom had gotten divorced when I was 5. And their relationship was really strained, and my mother, she became an alcoholic, and she didn't pay much attention to me. I always took care of myself, and I was constantly looking for comfort, and food and sugar always seemed to make me feel better, at least in the short term. When I was about 14, my aunt passed away, and she used to take care of me a lot when my mom was either working or just doing her thing. And that really threw me, and I started eating even more. And I gained a bunch of weight, and at school, I was picked on, I was bullied for being heavy, and it was just it was really difficult, and I got really depressed, and I ended up not finishing high school. And I moved on into adulthood. I got my GED before I was 20, so I was really proud about that, but I kept on trying to cover all my feelings up with food. Like, it was constantly, like, always, and I always had to have the sweets. I would eat them morning, noon, and night. And at age 22, I got diagnosed with diabetes. I still, even with that diagnosis, I would eat and eat and eat. And then at some point in the next couple of years, I first discovered OA. And I was going to meetings, and I was doing what some of the things they said, not as much as I do now, which I could see why I kind of fell out of it. But I did, I got about 30 days abstinent. I was in program for about 6 months, and I just and then I decided, like, I can do this on my own. Like, I don't need to come here. And I was out on a binge for 20 years after that. Yeah, it was, and I was, my blood sugar was crazy. I gained more weight. I had pancreatitis 6 times from eating fat, from eating not, well, actually not the fat, but the sugar. And my triglycerides were so high that when they took vials of blood, it separated, the fat separated. That's how much sugar and fat I was eating. And I was killing myself. But that still didn't, like, get me to the point where I was like, let me stop this. You know, it, I, what got me was, is that I actually had a bladder problem, and I couldn't hold it because I was eating so much sugar that my blood sugar was keeping me from being able to, you know. And I realized, like, I'm four, well, now I'm 45, but I was like 43 at the time, and I'm like, I can't keep on doing this, you know. And that's too young to be incontinent, you know. Like, and it just really, it was something that just, it was my bottom when I couldn't, when I couldn't, you know, get to the bathroom in time. It was just, it was too much. And that's when I started coming back to OA, and it took a while, but then finally I got a sponsor, and I started listening to what she was telling me to do. She'd tell me, you know, stand in the mirror every morning and tell yourself, I love you. You know, and at first I was like, this is ridiculous. And I was just, and but I kept doing it. I just listened to her, and I listened to the suggestions that people make every day. And it's just like amazing how much better my life has gotten since I've been in OA. And like, I was thinking about this holiday, you know, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. This was the first Thanksgiving that I had ever been abstinent. And it was thanks to this program. Like, my blood sugar was not high yesterday. You know, I didn't have any of those things that, you know, come along with the holiday. And I had it with OA friends. You know, somebody had a Friendsgiving, and it was all abstinent food, and my husband came, and it's like, it's the blessings of the program. Like, I think about just how grateful I am for this program, the people I've met, and the skills I've learned, how to live my life, live life effectively. The steps really show you that. Try it. I'm thinking, what was I thinking about before? I was thinking about like the tools that I use on a daily basis. I go to meetings. I write an action plan. I have my food plan. I talk to people every day. I have sponsees. I have a sponsor. Being a sponsor, I feel, is really important, because it's a two-way street. I learned so much from my sponsees, just about life, and it's incredible. Like, I don't know, it's just so. Just everything that OA, just the blessings. I know I'm like kind of like stuck on the blessings of OA, but there's so many that I mean, and I've learned so much about myself and accepting myself and being good to myself. I used to beat myself up before OA. I used to be angry, and it would just lead me to eat more. Being resentful, you know, like I do my 10-step inventory every day, and it really helps to get me out of that resentment mode. Because I'm expressing my feelings and then they're not in my head, and they're not it not upset. I'm not obsessed about them. So, like, this program has changed my whole entire life, and it's made it so much better. It's beyond my wildest dreams. It really is, you know. And the 9-step promises, they do come true if you really try. And follow the suggestions of the program, it really does work. And I never thought it would happen, and I never believed it for all those years, and I wish I had found my way earlier. I can't imagine what I could have done if I had stayed in OA. I wish I had never left, but I'm really glad to be back. You know, and I'm gonna keep coming, and when I don't feel like coming, you know what I do? I come anyway. I'm really nervous today, speaking, but you know, I showed up and I'm trying, and you know, that's enough for today. You know, I'm here, I'm trying. And I'm nowhere near as perfect, you know. And I can accept that today with the program. You know, I always had to try to be perfect. And then when I wasn't, I'd beat myself up and I'd eat more and I'd be even more miserable. It was a vicious cycle. And with program today, I'm a new person. That's all I got. Thanks for letting me.